52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Kyiv is standing strong. That's the message from President Biden delivering remarks in Warsaw as the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion nears.
Ukraine is steel for the fight ahead. And the United States, together with our allies and partners, are going to continue to have Ukraine's back as it defends itself.
Ukrainian refugee Olena cheering President Biden's visit.
Without the support from other countries, we cannot keep going. So for me, it's really important.
Russian President Vladimir Putin saying Moscow will suspend its participation in the last nuclear arms pact with the U.S. EPA Administrator Michael Regan vowing to help East Palestine, Ohio for as long as it takes, more than 2 weeks after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed.
In no way, shape, or form will Norfolk Southern get off the hook for the mess that they created.
This is ABC News. In Detroit, hundreds of people filling Zion Hope Baptist Church for the funeral of 19-year-old Ariel Anderson. She was one of three Michigan State University students shot and killed on campus last week. California residents bracing for the coldest storm in years, which could bring snow to Los Angeles.
The thing is, people here in LA don't even do well when it rains. Traffic always turns into a nightmare with even the lightest amount of rain. So now to think areas of LA like the valleys and suburbs could get actual snow on Thursday and Friday is blowing minds here. Warnings are out about black ice. Road crews are going on 24-hour shifts. The mountains around LA could get a lot of snow, which could shut down major highways heading toward Northern California and heading out toward Las Vegas.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Seattle City Council considering whether to add caste to the city's anti-discrimination laws. Proponents say caste, a division of people based on birth or descent, crosses national and religious boundaries. Andy Field, ABC News.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's bracing for another big snowstorm. People everywhere will be affected, but the worst of it should be in about the central one-third of Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says it'll start to get snowy and windy later tonight and last all the way into Thursday. Places from Neillsville to Sturgeon Bay might get up to a foot and a half of snow. Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking the public to let them know where and when they spot black bears and black bear dens. The Bear Litter and Diet Survey is the Department of Natural Resources' effort to learn about black bear reproduction rates and manage the population. In sports, ESPN reports the Philadelphia Eagles interviewed Jim Leonard about their defensive coordinator job. Leonard was the Badgers' defensive coordinator and former interim head coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Get your Brewers sponsorships, hip!
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
as goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like, yeah. I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wisconsin Primary Fat Tuesday extended special coverage happiest happy hour. Did I get it all in there, Dom?
Oh, wow, Crudy sounds like a party man.
It should be. It will be. And your phone calls, they're welcome here at 844-967-2789. Now, we are going to take you up to very special Civic Media Network coverage, election night coverage. It's a primary election night. I don't know if you noticed, Dom, but people are voting today. Now, it's getting a little slick here in the Madison area, 2 hours before polls close. But if you're running a little bit late, if you are in line, they must allow you to vote. So go get in line. If you, well, they got someone out there, the line monitor, literally at 8 o'clock, they'll say, last person in line. And if you're in line, you'll be allowed to vote tonight. So I might be hustling on the way back. I'm saying that really. I'm giving myself a pep talk.
That's
like, you can do it, Crudy. You can do it.
Might want to put on some tennis shoes, man, and be careful out there.
Well, let's get to some of our patient callers, a few of our holdovers. I say that in the best sort of way. The patient ones, the good ones, like Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, good. Happy Election Day.
Thank you, sir.
You know, it's been quite a week when you look at some of the things that went on with Biden's trip to Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing when you really look at it. He brought me back to, I felt like I was 10 years old. There was a show when I was a kid called The Wild Wild West, and it was about the Secret Service. And
you're talking about the Robert Conrad, not the Will Smith version, I suspect.
Right, and it was, you know, I mean, think of this guy, he's got it going on. I am done with the ageism. I was a little leery of that, I have to say. But both him and Bernie, I mean, they've got it together. I mean, an 80-year-old man going on a 10-hour trip by a train into a war zone. Trump would have crapped his...
Depends. Yeah.
Halfway through. You know, the guy is... I just will leave it at that.
So you're saying Biden's on a roll. You support this president,
Biden. He is on a roll.
Yeah. Awesome, Dick. I appreciate you listening. 844 967-2789. Getting to the most patient first, like Tom from L.A. How you doing? Tom from the leftist coast, man. You watching our primary night?
Hey, Tom.
Absolutely, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. And today's the day that you show it. Today's the day that you show that we are the government and that you get out there and vote for Judge Janet and, you know, change your state around. Get away from what Scott Walker said to Widow Hendricks years ago, which was we're going to try to make this a red state. And we heard everything Crudy said about a lot of the red states.
Well, he also said,
please don't.
His plan was to divide and conquer the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker's plan. And he certainly accomplished that. He turned our neighbors against one another. I think that was exacerbated through the Trump presidency, Tom. But it ain't getting much better, not with the steady right-wing talk radio babble and such, Tom. We're the only voice of sanity in this world, Tom. I
understand that one. Yes, I would agree. But what I'm saying is that today is the day that everybody can go out there and make liars and make Scott Walker into a very, very past memory take back the state. And, and I want to say thank you so much to Wisconsin that did not accept the Medicaid money and actually used it to reinvest in the state of California.
Yeah, thanks, smartass.
Those dollars. I'm sure we took those dollars and we made them, really actually work in this state. So, like the other guy said, it's not you're giving up the money. It's just going somewhere else.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for rubbing it in, fella. Got legal weed, lives in a blue state, and he's going to rub in the fact that they got our Medicaid money and our high-speed rail money, my understanding, Tom. Trained to nowhere.
844-967-2789. Let me throw this one out there, talking about Trump and foreign policy. According to the Independent, Trump boasted about his very good relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's war in Ukraine. On Monday night, the former president also defended his previous claim that he trusted Mr. Putin over U.S. intelligence. Putin never, ever would have gone into Ukraine if I were president, Trump claimed at a Florida rally, according to the Rolling Stone. I actually had a very good relationship with Mr. Putin. Trump appeared at an event hosted at the Hilton Palm Beach Airport Hotel on President's Day. On President's Day, what did the former insurrectionist bastard president have to say on President's Day? Remember when the press hit me with the question, who do you trust, your intelligence people, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, or Putin? And I said, that could be the toughest question I've ever been asked as a politician. And then when I really didn't give them a very good answer in terms of exactness, all hell broke loose. But that's okay. That's okay. And it turned out I was right. I was right about that, too, he claimed. Of course, in 2018, during a summit, the Helsinki summit, right, Trump was asked if he trusted the conclusion of U.S. intelligence that Russia had interfered in the 2016 U.S. election, or if he believed Putin's rejection of those allegations. In response, Trump appeared to suggest he believed Putin. Appeared? Yes, what he said. Quote, I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
Like,
still, like right now,
today,
still, today.
Well, not like in Helsinki in 2018.
That was what he said in Helsinki. But what he did say was that this was the toughest question he's ever been asked, and that he was right. Because of course he backpedaled. I don't know why he would. Oh, he said it wrong. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. What we dealt with Donald Trump, an entirely different picture of what we're dealing with now with a capable president.
844-967-2789 special bonus Devil's Advocates and our favorite Jeannie from Eau Claire. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi.
You
Hi,
know,
yeah.
I was in Eau Claire earlier today. I had to get out before the storms. Had this little extended coverage thing to do this evening with Dom. But I spent time in Chippewa Falls today and downtown Eau Claire today. And I thought of you, Jeannie.
Wow,
someday I hope I get the opportunity to meet you and get your autograph. You guys are so precious. I'll tell you, I am so excited, and I know the work you guys have done. I had to thank the sponsor and the guy that, you know, financed this and helped make this happen. But
Sage,
you guys, wonderful. You know, for 10 years I've listened to you, and even when you were off the air a little while, I had to try to find you, and it was really interesting. The first time I ever heard you guys was when a person from my area was running for office, and I heard that she was on your radio show, and I listened, and I was real, you know, he isn't impressed, but I am impressed. And all your callers tonight, very interesting. Everybody had something to give to the show. All of the people that you have working there, you know, like the people that you have on the boards, the people that you have in production, and the people that answer the phones, and all your different shows, every one of them has unique qualities that you don't find anywhere else. And the big thing that you guys really emit is the truth and honesty and integrity. And I am so grateful to you guys. I mean, this is a gift. You know, I mean, like I say, I just can't see enough wonderful things about you guys, and I'm very, very thankful.
Well,
so please keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, Jeannie, for all those kind words. Think of us, please, as a warm, fuzzy, snuggy, like a blanket with arms embracing the great state of Wisconsin with the truth, Jeannie.
Yeah, and you're still my little devils because you say it like it is, and keep up the great work. That's all I got to say, and I don't want to take no more of your time. You've probably got other callers, but thanks again. I'm so excited, and I'll keep listening.
I didn't mean to do that, Jeannie. That was Dom. No, that was me, but I apologize.
Thanks, Jeannie.
I was, like, absentmindedly thinking, like, just for a moment, Jeannie, you lost my concentration just for a moment. I'm thinking, are there other fine callers behind Jeannie? Because all I see is Doogie. I better give out the phone number, 844-967-2789. I tease Doogie. It's a tease out of love. How you doing, man?
Hey, Doogie.
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
Excellent.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Hey, congratulations on your new branding on Mad Radio. That's awesome. I love that. And I got a question that's really been on my mind for quite a while, and I think you guys might want to look into it or think about it or whatever. Here's a theory. Okay, so the dumpster lives in Florida, okay? And Ron DeSantis, death sentence, he controls Florida. They're both going to be primary for the presidency, we pretty much assume.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I've been thinking like, the dumpster is not a residence at Mar-a-Lago. He can't actually live there and vote from there. So he's actually technically committed a crime already. Now, would Ron's death sentence have the guts to actually enforce that and possibly either make him move or criminally charge him for illegal voting? I've been really thinking about this for quite a while. What do you think?
Doogie, don't hurt yourself with that complex thought. If Ron DeSantis had it within his semi-fascistic power to go after his political opponent by any means necessary, I mean, voter
he
fraud,
would absolutely
whatever.
Do it. Yes.
Ronnie Meatball, he is your guy, Doogie. He would absolutely do that, in my humble opinion. Come back. More humble opinions on the other side. I got millions of them. 844-967-2789. Want to hear yours.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Jazz Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 24. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 26.
Degrees, 6 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Extended coverage for Primary Tuesday, Fat Tuesday here in the state of Wisconsin. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, in the last 2 days, I have traversed large swaths of rural Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I was out in Richland County, drove through Vernon County, drove through Sauk County, drove up to La Crosse through Richland Center yesterday. You know, I broadcast from there. And then I drove from La Crosse to Eau Claire this morning. And I told you I had driven through Argyle, and you basically said, no, you didn't. Because I had misremembered. I'm glad when you can correct me on memory for a change.
Yeah, it happens so rarely.
Arcadia. I drove through Arcadia. And Arcadia is north of La Crosse, between La Crosse and Eau Claire. And I didn't know we had, like, mountains in the state of Wisconsin. But I swear to God, I was driving up a mountain this morning, and I crested it. And there was Arcadia. Apparently, there's a valley there. And I don't know if that's the greater Eau Claire Chippewa Valley Basin, or it was just the Arcadia Basin. It seemed pretty big to be at the moment. But it was a beautiful view. And I heard this radio signal come in crisp and clear, which was the entire reason I was there, 93.5 FM. That will soon be up there in Eau Claire and the greater Chippewa Falls area. That will be our playout. That's where we will play. And so anyways, I was looking for a facility. I was very impressed that the 41-plus mile signal could be heard loud and clear all the way to Arcadia this morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that is enormous, dude. And then I drove and drove through Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, drove back through, listening to 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Could hear that all the way through western Wisconsin. Feeling pretty good about that. And I got back to Dane County, where I reside, thinking I'm going to go to the polls. And then I heard this troubling news story from the Associated Press. I was a little nervous, Tom. Not my polling place, but a Dane County village had to move their voting place after gunshot closed the polls today.
What?
A gunshot fired outside of a polling site today forced elections officials in a small Wisconsin village to move to their backup voting location, a county election official said. Voting was delayed for about an hour and a half in the village of Brooklyn. Now, Brooklyn is near Oregon, Wisconsin, not the state, but the city, sort of south, what is that, southwest. Voting was delayed for about an hour and a half in the village of Brooklyn after sheriff's deputies locked down a community building that served as the village's sole polling site, according to Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald. I don't know, but I'm suspicious of some Second Amendment loving Dan Kelly supporter, Dom. I'm just saying. A 75-year-old man was arrested 2.5 hours after the incident was reported and charged with disorderly conduct while armed. Greene County Sheriff Jeff Scatrude said in a news release, local elections officials relocated to a public works building half a mile away where voting will continue for the remainder of the day. Brooklyn has about 1,500 residents, according to the 2020 census, and it's split between Dane and Greene counties. About 2/3 of its residents living in Dane. Sheriff deputies from both counties responded today, according to Scatrude. There is no evidence that the gunshot was related to voting activities, and there was no ongoing threat to public safety, according to the press release from the sheriff, Tom. Some guy just thought it was a good day to go pop a cap in somebody's ass outside the polling place.
Or lots of circumstances could have made that happen. Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
If you want to shoot,
and voting will continue.
If you want to get drunk and shoot your gun, go out to the proposed gun range being touted by Jennifer Doro, candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, right down.
/gun range/wedding venue and bar mitzvahs.
It's multifaceted.
It is. Crudy, I want to throw this one out there quick. I know we've been talking a little bit here off and on about Trump and DeSantis. New York Times is reporting special grand jury that investigated election interference by Trump and his allies in Georgia recommended indictments of multiple people on a range of charges in its report, most of which remain sealed. The forewoman of the jury said in an interview today, "It is not a short list," the forewoman, Emily Kors, said, adding that the jury had appended 8 pages of legal code that we cited at various points in the report. She declined to discuss who specifically the grand jury recommended for indictment, since the judge handling the case decided to keep those details secret when he made public a few sections of the report last week. But 7 sections that are still under wraps deal with indictment recommendations, Kors said. Asked whether jurors had recommended indicting Mr. Trump, Kors gave a cryptic answer. "You're not going to be shocked. It's not rocket science. You won't be too surprised." Jump down to this article here from the Times. A focal point in the inquiry is a call that Trump made, of course, to Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, when he pressed him, a fellow Republican, to recalculate the results and find, quote unquote, 11,780 votes, or enough to overturn the loss in the state. Her quote, "We definitely started with the first phone call, the call to Secretary Raffensperger that was so publicized," said Kors, whom the Associated Press first named and spoke with on Tuesday about the election meddling investigation. "I will tell you that if the judge releases the recommendations, it's not going to be some giant plot twist," she added. "You probably have a fair idea of what may be in there. I'm trying very hard to say that delicately."
Try to say Donald Trump soon to be indicted? No.
Donald Trump et al, man. All of them. One way, shape, or form, the heat is coming down. So all these comparisons. I don't even know. I mean, Trump's got out of lots and lots of things. But it just seems like this one is going faster and quicker than the others. So we'll see. Does Donald Trump have a chance against Meatball DeSantis? Well, I mean, maybe if he's still around to do it.
Come on, man. They're not going to get convictions in the state of Georgia before the presidential primaries play out. So I'd like them to be halfway through the primaries.
So you're down with an indicted former president on the trail? That's going to attract more and more voters, huh? Is that what you think?
Well, for the Republican Party, I think it'd be a sweet deal. Come back special. Extended. Bonus coverage. Devil's Advocates, you're listening right now. You love us. Come back.
A progressive voice.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Kyiv is standing strong. That's the message from President Biden delivering remarks in Warsaw as the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion nears.
Ukraine is steel for the fight ahead. And the United States, together with our allies and partners, are going to continue to have Ukraine's back as it defends itself.
Ukrainian refugee Olena, chairing President Biden's visit.
Without the support from other countries, we cannot keep going. So for me, it's really important.
Russian President Vladimir Putin saying Moscow will suspend its participation in the last nuclear arms pact with the U.S. EPA Administrator Michael Regan vowing to help East Palestine, Ohio for as long as it takes, more than 2 weeks after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed.
In no way, shape, or form will Norfolk Southern get off the hook for the mess that they created.
This is ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's primary election day in Wisconsin. At the top of the ballot is the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are primaries for mayor in Madison, Green Bay, and Racine. The Outer Gamey County Executive also faces a primary. In Milwaukee, 20 people are running for 3 seats on the city council. Today's top vote-getters move on to April's general election. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the University of Wisconsin should pay for its own free tuition program. Voss tells the Daily Cardinal student newspaper he doesn't expect lawmakers to agree to pay for tuition for some students. The UW's Tuition Promise program pledges free tuition for students from families making less than $62,000 a year. In sports, ESPN reports the Philadelphia Eagles interviewed Jim Leonard about their defensive coordinator job. Leonard was the Badgers' defensive coordinator and former interim head coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you'd love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show special, extended live coverage in deference to the primary happening right now. You can vote until 8 o'clock this evening. Polls close at 8, but Civic Media's coverage begins at 7. Kristen Bry, Gene Mandir are going to kick us off at 7. I mean, literally, Dom, they're going to kick us off.
Right, we are no longer going to be on the air at 7.
And then Todd Alba, Terry Bell are going to take the reins at 8 o'clock when the polls close. They got Reed Epstein. They've got Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation blog. I forget. I'm doing this by memory, folks. Now we're working on 3 hours. And
I know. We used to do this every day. It seems like a little more work these days.
Yeah, but I didn't spend... every night in lacrosse the night before a day like this, Dom. Let's spell it out in case you are on the way home and you're heading to the polling place. You're wondering, who should I vote for today? Well, let's just lay out the races in brief, Dom, especially the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Well, there's Daniel Kelly. You've heard ads for him right here on Mad Radio in Madison. Kelly describes himself as a judicial constitutionalist in the most pompous way possible. Kelly was appointed to the state Supreme Court by former Republican gubernator Scotty Wanker in 2016 to fill the seat vacated by former Justice David Prosser's retirement. Kelly campaigned to serve a full term in 2020, but was defeated by liberal Justice Jill Karofsky.
Woo-hoo!
It was an ass-kicking dom. Kelly, 58, has previously worked as an attorney representing corporate and political clients, including in recent years the Republican Party of Wisconsin and the Republican National Committee. Apparently gave them some advice about committing fraud, Dom, or at least that's been alleged in the reporting of the transcripts of Andrew Hitt, then at the time the Republican Party chairman, in his testimony to the January 6th committee, the J6 committee, as I like to call him, Dom, and the column of Daniel Bice, which apparently is supported by transcripts.
Well, you know, I mean, Andrew Hitt, the former chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party, was, you know, not down with the program. He, you know, this is a great idea. But he eventually went along with it. So it doesn't really matter what you know, kind of mental gymnastics you engaged in. At the end of the day, Andrew Hitt, and apparently, presumably, with the blessing or consultation of the former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, decided to put his name as a fraudulent elector, to impose a fraud upon this state, to engage in what, the soft insurrection, a soft coup, just in case, you know, I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Hell, I had a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice tell me it's okay. What's the worst that could happen?
Dominic Kelly is a graduate of Carroll College, a fine university in Waukesha. And then there's the Pat Robertson University School of Law, the less fine regent university.
Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law. Let's just say it. Christian Broadcasting Network. They started, I've been to grad school, man. They started every day in their classes with a 15-minute prayer. What? And it's not only Dan Kelly, of course, Jennifer Doyle, the other mega conservative running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She also attended the same school.
Why, ironically, she did, Dom. I heard an interview on Up North News with Janet Protasiewicz. She was giggling a little bit, like, I'm glad you asked me about my opponent's education at Pat Robertson University. Dom, there's Everett Mitchell, liberal. He's been on our show a couple times.
Yeah.
Mitchell, a former prosecutor, is the presiding judge of the juvenile division of the Dane County Circuit Court. He was elected unopposed in 16 and 22. He also presides over the county's high-risk drug court program. Mitchell also serves as a senior pastor at Christ the Solid Rock Baptist Church in Madison and as an adjunct professor at the University of Wisconsin Law School. That's not half bad. The Dane County judge has expressed support for abortion access and skepticism towards the state's current Republican-drawn gerrymandered legislative maps, which were put in place on a 4-3 ideologically split vote by the Wisconsin Supreme Court last spring. Mitchell, who is black, said at a candidate forum last month that arguments made by Thurgood Marshall and Brown B. Board of Education before he was a member of the nation's highest court helped define his judicial philosophy. He said the decision helped him understand how the law could be used to oppress and demean and hurt communities of color. Well, Dom, we've talked about Janet Protasiewicz. She is also a liberal. A former prosecutor, Protasiewicz, serves as a judge in Milwaukee County, first elected to the bench in April of 14. She has proven to be a formidable fundraiser since entering the race, raising a cool $2.2 million in her bid for the state's high court. Her fundraising efforts trounce those of the other candidates in the race, raising almost $1.2 million more than her closest competitor. Protasiewicz is 60, and she's raised eyebrows, Dom, by sharing her values with voters, both in interviews and at candidate forums. The Milwaukee County judge isn't shy in sharing that she believes in abortion access, something that has been outlawed in Wisconsin since the U.S. Supreme Court's June decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. She's also been outspoken about her thoughts on the state's legislative maps. Dom, you'll recall Protasiewicz said, so let's be clear here, the maps are rigged, bottom line. Absolutely, positively rigged. They do not reflect the people of this state. Doro, also in the race, mostly known for her celebrity and her attendance of the Pat Robertson School of Law, Dom, right? The Regent University. Anything
and
else? Kind
of, I gotta, and I know, not to talk about looks and dress and whatnot, but I figured it out the other day when I saw Doro's picture. She kind of reminds me facial structure of
Eileen
Monica
Cannon.
Lewinsky. Monica Lewinsky.
Hmm.
And it took me out. I kept looking at her over the last couple of weeks. I'm like, God, why is that so familiar? And it popped into my head. That's who she, you know, visually reminds me of. But I think Lewinsky probably would do better on the Wisconsin Supreme Court than Doro.
Well, Eileen Cannon, of course, was the federal judge appointed by Trump who shielded him with the special master in the Mar-a-Lago documents case. And I thought she was the spitting image, Judge Doro and Eileen Cannon.
Yeah.
Judge Cannon. Doro said this. Let me give you a quote from Doro. The role of a judge should not be interfered with by our political views, she said, reading from a binder, as she did during almost all of her answers. Doro, who touted her experience as the chief judge of the Waukesha County Circuit Court, did not expand further on her judicial philosophy, Dom, but includes drinking and a shooting.
And weddings and special events and guns and alcohol, because doesn't that... I mean, come on, guns and alcohol and partying, isn't that exactly what everybody needs all the time?
Yes.
Yes, of course, man. Entrepreneur, Judge Doro and her husband want to open this up, man. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, we're going to talk about judgment, right? This is a judge. This is her great idea. And let's not also forget her adult son who's been accused of what, potentially supplying a counterfeit pill laced with fentanyl that ended up killing a UW Milwaukee student. And apparently she was going back and forth with him. Are you still dealing drugs? Was a screenshot of a message sent to the son from Judge Doro, mom, apparently aware of the entrepreneurial skills of her son.
Jeff, our friend and often contributor, says, I thought Doro looks like she could pass as Lauren Boebert's mother.
Mm.
I'm not clear. A little bit more, Madison, there is a mayoral primary going on tonight. And I don't know if this race has gotten a lot of attention, certainly not on this show, but let me throw out a couple of them, Dom. Relatively calm campaign trail for Madison's mayoral candidates. Two mayoral debates held the same week in early February. So anyways, here they are. We got the current mayor, Rhodes Conway, who has served one term and his campaign on her record of handling the COVID-19 pandemic, doubling the affordable housing budget and carrying out her vision for the city's bus rapid transit system. She was elected in 19 is Madison's first openly gay mayor. Reyes, another candidate, who served as a law enforcement officer and then deputy mayor under Mayor Paul Soglin in 14, has stood up by supporting viewpoints from residents most upset about recent city policies like transit-oriented development in the city's historic districts. There's also a Scott Kerr, a lifelong Madison resident who worked for the city since 1980, and he has emphasized his campaign isn't fundraising and therefore no donors to answer to, no debts or favors owed to anyone except the voters. So he has no money, in other words, Dom.
And no way to get my name out there.
Lastly, Daniel Howell, 55, a write-in candidate, said the primary doesn't hold much weight for his campaign, and he will continue to the general election on April 4th. Not driven by outcome, Dom, this Howell candidate. So those are your potential choices for Madison mayor. I would say Reyes and Rhodes Conway have probably made the biggest splash that I've seen.
844-967-2789. Crudy, you're in Dane County. You're in the Madison area. No, you don't get a vote in there, but do you have a preference? What are people saying? What are you hearing?
The only thing that's been troubling in the local market I've heard is been sort of a difference in, damn it, I don't want to misconstrue what this is, but sort of zoning. There's been some zoning issues going on, sort of snuck under the radar and crept up on everyone, but I live in Middleton, Dom, so they're not my zoning issues.
Not your problem. So very localized
issues. We do have a little contested primary going on in the Middleton mayoral race as well. I'm a little nervous, like this also lady, like, I'm for good government, you know, and that's all she's telling us. I'm a little worried she's a little Trumpster-ish, but she's for good government, so...
Who's not, we all for right? Good government? Well, except those that want to destroy government by getting elected to government so they can destroy government, but they want to keep their jobs. Crudy, a little bit here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Turnout, according to Charles Franklin, expected to be in the teens. Franklin said this is the only time in 20 years with two conservatives and two liberals are in the primary for a seat on the court. That plus millions of dollars in spending should boost turnout, but Franklin is still expecting turnout to be under 20%. A quote, 2020 had the highest primary turnout recently at 15.5% of voting age population. If we did that turnout, we'd be at about 726,000 votes. If we bumped up to 17%, that would be 795,000 votes. Last time a state Supreme Court justice was elected in a non-presidential year was Hagedorn in 19. Turnout was 27% in the general election in 2019, a race in which about 6,000 votes separated the two candidates. As of Monday, 194,890 absentee ballots have been returned, including just under 54,000 from early in-person voting. In Milwaukee, election officials have received just over 18,000 returned absentee ballots, including just under 5,000 from early in-person voting. Come on, Milwaukee!
I was just going through the Middleton options. Shame on me, I'm educating myself late in this race. But the current mayor apparently not running. The incumbent, he's out, Dom. So there are a couple of different people that have entered the race.
Crudy for mayor!
No. I believe our friend Emily Kuhn is running for mayor in Middleton. And I'm going to have to go confirm that. But if she is, I'm absolutely voting for Emily.
Was that
a very civic-minded...
With my vote, the vote app that she did. Yeah, okay, I remember Emily.
I see her in the Times Tribune, but I don't have my login handy, so I can't read beyond the headline. Kuhn enters mayoral race. That's good news. The outgoing mayor. He's out. Out, Tom. My son was very impressed. He knew the former mayor. Seemed like quite a nice guy. Gerdrup Brar. Except he came and he knocked on my door during a Packers game. Like, asked for my vote 4 years ago. I'm like, never during a Packer game, mayor. Never.
Should have invited him in and give him some beer, man. What kind of host are you?
He barely got my vote, man. Come back. More Devils.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows around 24. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow. High of 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 26.
percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic's special extended coverage of you and I, Devil's Advocates, is only we do it because we are the Devil's Advocates. But the Civic Media election night coverage going to start at 7 o'clock. Kristen Bride, Jane Mantineer are going to start. They're going to anchor the first hour of coverage. And when polls close at 8, it will turn into a team effort. We got colleagues all around the state of Wisconsin being led by news director Terry Bell and Todd Alba. They're going to host from Madison here. But I think it was Hoosier Bob a little while back. Hoosier Bob said something to the effect that people in the South, they're dumb. They aren't educated, Dom. Well, I know Ohio, it's not South, but the Buckeyes are there. I always thought of Ohioans as particularly dumb.
Man, you get South Ohio, South Illinois. I know it's Midwest, but it is pretty close to the South, man.
Well, there's an Ohio pizzeria owner advertising for jobs. Let me see if you agree with his tactic, Dom.
Okay.
A pizzeria in Columbus, Ohio is so frustrated by a string of unsuccessful hires that it decided to put out a colorful qualifier in their new hiring notice, reported by Fox News 5, putting out a banner that said, "Now hiring non-stupid people." I'm not clear this panel would qualify.
It's a very subjective qualification.
Santino's Pizzeria reportedly said it hung out the banner outside as a joke. Someone posted a photo of it on social media. Oh, no, Dom. Now it went viral. It's a big debate. One person called it an honest hiring practice, while another said, if that's the first impression you choose to make as a business owner, don't complain when your employees leave. The owner of the pizza parlor, Jaden Dunigan, told local reporters that he had repeatedly dealt with hiring and training employees, only for them to quit quickly or not even show up to work at all. Since the hiring sign went viral, they had a caller place a large order and then call back to cancel the order. Santino said it took the pizza to the homeless shelter and said the people there were extremely grateful for the food. In a Facebook post, the pizzeria said, "We never waste food here at Santino's. Whenever an order doesn't get picked up, we deliver it to the nearest homeless shelter." What do you think of this, Dom? No stupid people need apply.
I mean, you know, it's the money, stupid. You know, you want quality people. You got to pay them. So instead of being putting up snarky signs, perhaps raise the wage, offer some benefits.
You know,
I'm thinking outside the box here. But my understanding of supply and demand, it's been a long time since I took, you know, Econ 101. But if you can't find the people you're looking for, the wage you're offering, I don't know, maybe raise the wage.
What's this Econ 101 you speak of? You know, I only use the microeconomic cycle of my 16-year-old son. Worked at a local pizza parlor in Middleton that has recently closed. And now my son has a job at one of the finer Mexican protein in a bowl kind of places, you know, where you get served up, you tell them if you want the guac on there or not, and
they
give you the bowl. And he's making, at 16 years old, more than $16 an hour at this guac and bowl place.
Yeah.
But the former place he worked at with the tips, he would make like $2.31 an hour, But if he caught a hot night of tips, he'd actually do better financially, he said. Sure. But it was so random.
Yeah.
And when your base wage is $231 an hour, right?
Yeah, tough.
And despite that, the restaurant could not sustain. According to the owner of the restaurant, who I saw interviewed a couple times locally, and I don't know the man, but I was not under the impression when you got a bunch of 16-year-old yahoos running your joint. I know the labor market has gotten tight, but I would say I know some of those yahoos from back in scouting days. And there's some real, let's just say they didn't meet the standard of hiring non-stupid people.
Well, though. I mean, there is that. And at some point, you know, perhaps you have to even pay for or for less efficient help just to get people in the door. Just
well, that's what I've been doing for years.
Just to answer the phone. But listen, you know, the culture of a company matters, right? I mean, pay is certainly there and benefits, those things matter. But how they're treated, what the intangibles are, those things also matter. And to put a sign out to rip on people's, you know, stupidity, I just don't know if that's a great way to advertise that, you know, you have a welcoming and inclusive culture and you want the best of everybody to come in your doors. I just think there's probably more nuanced ways to do that.
Shouldn't there be some standard we hold ourselves to, Dom? I mean, sure. Maybe not the, hey, dumb guy, don't apply standard, but...
Yeah?
You know, because some of your dumbest employees work out wonderfully, Dom. You've been a model employee.
Yeah, that's me. A couple of quick things here. I dropped Izzy off at school today before I got Steph and I went and voted today.
Do you ever look over and think, dumbass, like these kids today?
Oh, God, no. She's smarter than I ever was at that age and way more wise than I was at that age. So, no, I'm very, very glad of her mother's and her extended family's influence on my daughter. I am not a role model. But I do encourage my kids to engage in their civic duty. And although she's not able to vote in the primary, she'll turn 18, and she will be able to vote in the general. So I'm
looking forward to St. Patty's Day, girl. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Coming out and casting her first vote for, I don't know, a non-fascist here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm looking forward to many, many young people like my daughter, like your kids, like everyone's kids that are around that age right now to get out and get involved and do their part because, you know, don't look to me to fix the problem.
The other part, the breakdown at the local pizza joint now closed in Middleton, to my perception, when you got a bunch of 16-year-olds working the pizza counter, no one's serving the beer. This is Wisconsin, for Christ's sake.
Good point.
If you can't have a beer with your pizza, my son would tell me people would get up and walk out.
Because no one's licensed, no one's old enough to serve a beer.
Because no one could serve them
a beer. I mean, we should lower the beer serving age in the state of Wisconsin to 12. I got answers, man. I'm surprised Dan Nodal hasn't come up with it or Janelle Brangen. That's the other one. Wisconsin, U.S. Wisconsin Senate District number 8, Jody Habesinikin. She is the Dem. But if you're being strategic, Crudy says vote for some of the wackadoodles. You know, that's up to you.
A specific wackadoodle. I say vote Janelle Brangen. Vote early and often. Polls close in about an hour, but special extended civic media coverage is going to begin very, very soon. Kristen Bry and Jane Mantineer are going to lead us off. Todd Alba and news director Terry Bell in the 8 o'clock hour. We got Reed Epstein. We got Dan Schaefer. They got all sorts of talented people joining them. The best coverage in the state of Wisconsin right here. Keep it locked.
Civic the best media, is baby. Yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
Hey, everybody, how are we doing?
Wisconsin spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local civic media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and news director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio.
on the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.